investigation into the official cause of death. A spokesman for the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office says the two deaths Wednesday so far are the only fatalities possibly related to the recent wave of roasting temperatures. The city of Chicago has been stepping up its response to heat emergencies in recent years. Following a heat wave back in 1995, which killed more than 700 people in less than a week and prompted criticism of the way officials handled the crisis. Back in 1997, the city established 311, a city services phone number, which today provides information and access to cooling centers. The Windy City has also stepped up efforts to check on the elderly and people with chronic illnesses, those who may be more susceptible to excessive heat. That includes more than 32,000 well-being checks of residents of Chicago Housing Authority apartments since Monday. Also, school officials in Chicago have canceled summer school classes in 21 non-air-conditioned buildings. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for Chicago through Friday at 6 p.m. There's a similar excessive heat warning in effect for areas in East Central Illinois, including Champaign-Urbana, until Saturday at 7 p.m. The water levels on Lake Decatur could force that city to ask for the same voluntary conservation measures that started up late last year. Decatur Water Management Director Keith Alexander says the lake is just below 613.5 feet. That's about a foot shy of where it should be. Last fall, the city eventually had to resort to restrictions on water use that included asking restaurants to stop giving out glasses of water unless a customer asked for one and banning car washes at home. Alexander says if the sparse rain continues, some of those measures could start up again in a few weeks.
Reduce or eliminate all your outside landscape watering that you can possibly do. Another thing to do would be to consider not doing any new landscape plantings this summer because it's going to be tough keeping those plants alive because of the high water demand that they'll have due to this heat.
Alexander's other suggestions include running only full loads in dishwashers and washing machines and installation of low-flow toilets and showerheads. But he says the focus of these restrictions would first be on commercial and industrial customers who use about 80% of the city's water. State climatologist Jim Angel says Decatur received 0.87 inches of water through June, when normal precipitation for the month is 4.5 inches. A Purdue agricultural expert says the drought that's hitting much of the Midwest this summer will hit consumers in the pocketbook by next year. Economist Chris Hurt says food prices tend to go up whenever production decreases in a major farm state. He gives the example of Indiana, which he says the drought has hit hardest. The office of Jesse Jackson Jr. says his medical condition is more serious than initially thought. Sam Hudzik has the latest on the congressman's absence.
The statement from Jackson's office says the congressman's staff, quote, was recently made aware that he has grappled with certain physical and emotional ailments privately for a long period of time. It says Jackson is being evaluated and treated at an inpatient medical facility, and his doctors believe he will be there for an extended period of time with outpatient treatment after that. This is the first update on Jackson's health in over a week when his staff said he was on medical leave and being treated for exhaustion. The once rising Democratic star has faced accusations that he signed off on a pay-to-play offer aimed at winning a U.S. Senate appointment from ex-Governor Rod Blagojevich. Jackson has never been charged and denies wrongdoing, though a House Ethics Committee is investigating. In addition, the congressman has acknowledged a private marital issue. Since taking leave, Jackson has missed several dozen votes. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Police in northwestern Indiana say a 26-year-old man was fatally injured when a fireworks cartridge exploded in his face. Lowell Police Chief John Shellhart tells the Post-Tribune that Nicholas Suberniak was dropping fireworks into a homemade mortar-type tube Wednesday night when one went off prematurely and hit him in the face. Suberniak was taken by helicopter to Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn, Illinois, where the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office says he died a few hours later. Shellhart says other family members were with Suberniak when he was injured at his home in the town about 20 miles south of Gary. No one else was hurt. Indiana's restaurant smoking ban went into effect this week, prohibiting people from lighting up within 8 feet of an entrance. Businesses exempt from the restriction include bars, casinos, retail tobacco shops, and private clubs. Liz Hammer works as a waitress at Benjamin's Restaurant in Covington, and she says business has not been hurt by the ban.
Well, you know, I tell you, we've only had two people that's even asked us if we still have smoking. It's, you know, like most people already know it. And the ones that have, you know, we've just told them that it's went statewide and we've had absolutely no problems.
Supporters of the smoking ban say they want to see the law become more restrictive. Meanwhile, opponents argue that it should be up to business owners to allow smoking. The latest Flash Index report shows continued improvement in the Illinois economy, but at a slow pace that mirrors the national recovery. The June reading of the University of Illinois Flash Index was 102.7 after a reading of 102 in May. Anything over 100 signifies economic growth. U of I economist Fred Gertz says the flash shows the state economy growing a little faster than anticipated, but not where it should be given that the U.S. has been out of a recession for 3 years.
It's good news in that we're not going down. The economy is growing, but it's growing at a very slow pace, and we're not really reabsorbing the unemployed people very rapidly. The unemployment rate still remains high both nationally and in the state of Illinois, above 8%.
While most sharp declines are followed by strong recoveries, Gertz says that hasn't been the case this time. At the same time, all three components of the flash index, state income, corporate, and sales tax receipts, were up compared to the same time last year. And the federal government is giving DeKalb County more than $4.2 million to help it buy and remove a flood-prone mobile home park. The FEMA money will pay three-quarters of the cost of removing homes in the Evergreen Village Mobile Home Park near the Kishwaukee River in Sycamore. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. In sports, the Chicago White Sox will try to wrap up a three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers this afternoon. First pitch at U.S. Cellular Fields at 1:10. The first half of the season's over, and the Chicago Cubs are 31-50. That leaves them tied with Colorado for last in the major leagues. Tonight at 6:10, the Cubs try to start the remaining 81 games of the season with a win in the finale of their four-game set in Atlanta. And the St. Louis Cardinals and the Colorado Rockies close out their four-game series at Busch Stadium tonight. First pitch, 7:15. The Cards took two of the first three games. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.